This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Man, I'm telling you, I don't think anybody thinks that we have a real job around here.
Oh, that is true.
You know?
Oh, no. You don't even know. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I heard what went on with you just now.
Well, the $1 billion was won in New Jersey, okay?
Right.
My wife texted me this morning. She says, somebody won $1 billion, okay? I said, yeah, I know about it. It happened in New Jersey. But I wrote back and I said, somebody in Colorado won $1 million with the Mega Millions last
night.
Which
is awesome and exciting.
Yeah. Check your numbers, whatever. Right. So then my phone starts ringing. Rings a couple of times. And I'm like, what the heck could this be? Got to be an emergency. Kid's sick.
Right.
Maybe going to stay out of school. Maybe I got to run over to. No. She's calling me to find out how you win $1 million with the lottery. And I'm like, honey, I got a job. But you know what I mean? That nobody thinks we work. Do you listening to this show, do you think that this is a job? It is a job. It takes a little bit of, not a lot of concentration. I'll be honest with you. It's pretty much just, you know, I call it four hours of BS. You know, that's what it is.
Okay? Well, it's not it's not four hours. I mean, it's not 4 hours. That's how you think that people, because you have to gather crap and information and know what's going on in the world all day long.
Technically, we're working all day. We're nonstop.
Nobody believes that.
Well, how do you think I come in with the knowledge that I have?
No. I'm just saying, but nobody believes that we do anything outside of 10 o'clock.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, I answer all the Facebook posts and all that stuff, you know?
Social media is a whole other job.
It is a whole, like, social media really is. Because I used to think the influencers, when they said that it's so hard, I would be like, shut up. It's not hard at all. Like, all you do is post something. But because I go into the posts, and, like, somebody wanted to know last night, like, what's the show I'm watching, the McBees? What's that? So I'm like, the McBees. And he's like, thank you so much. I'm like, no problem. And then I posted a picture. This is my life. I posted a video of Lenny Kravitz going into Buc-ee's, and it's cool. He gets off his tour bus, and he goes into Buc-ee's, the Texas one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz goes to Buc-ee's?
He went for the first time ever.
Man.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So he gets off his tour bus. He goes into Buc-ee's. It's just cool because his swagger is just everything, right? So I post that and I was like, unfortunately, it wasn't the Colorado one. It was the Texas one. And then, I'm not even kidding. This happens. This is not a picture of me. This is not anything. This is just Lenny Kravitz and it's a video. Let me go to this really quick. So I can just tell you how great my day was last night. Hold on. Stand by, everybody. Sorry for this. I should add already. But, okay, so there it is. And then here's the comment. You ready? does Jamie ever take pictures besides her bloated face?
What?
How'd you answer that?
Well, at first I answered.
Curious about this. How do you reply?
Have a lovely night, sweetheart.
And
then I took it down because I was like, they're not worth my time.
Yeah.
You know, they're not.
Don't engage.
And then I went to Walgreens and bought water pills. No, I'm kidding.
I will tell you this. For the very first time, I took down a photo.
Oh, now, you did?
I don't know if you remember this or not, but this is from the Bead Me down at the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, yeah.
I took a picture of you and I on the float. Uh-huh. Remember? And I said, I'm going to post this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You saw it. And you said, okay, no problem. Well, in it, I got my neck like this, Jamie, and it kind of looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's kind of got a bunch of rolls and stuff. And people put on there, I'm very worried about BJ and
no!
the fat he's got.
No!
Because of his heart condition. And I thought, man, I got to take that down.
Wow.
I've never taken a picture down in my life because normally I just don't care.
Right.
It doesn't
yeah,
bother it me. Doesn't. It doesn't faze
yeah.
me. Kind of a dude reaction to it
yeah.
more so than anything. But that one got to me. It did get to me. So I understand what you're saying.
Well, because it doesn't make sense because it's just a video of Lenny Kravitz. So
yeah.
why does it have anything to do with my bloated
why
face?
Why are you getting attacked?
And not only that, but I'm thinner than I've been in a really, really long time. So that was troubling.
Is
but
it
here's...
your photo that's attached to your account? Is that what they're looking at?
But our picture, I look good in that picture.
Yeah.
I like
saying,
that picture. It's at Children's. I don't think
saying,
I look bloated.
If it's Lenny Kravitz going into a Buc-ee's, what is it they're seeing that made that reply? I don't understand.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Okay, so then I wrote to my girlfriends because they're my support
right,
group.
Gotcha.
They're my support people. And I said, sometimes living in my shoes sucks, you know. And I said, oh, well, I'm off to buy water pills because people on social media never get to me and none of their crappy comments bother me at all. So I'm going to Walgreens if anybody needs anything. I'm being facetious, right?
Yeah.
And so, and then I show a picture of him because I go and look at his profile.
Yeah.
And he looks like he could murder me. So he's a little scary. I go, best news of all, that Dennis doesn't look like he would harm a flea. So that's yeah. good. And then Kelly wrote, what a day. And then Tina says, I don't like him. And I go, me either. And I go, wait, is it me neither or me either? And we still don't know. Is it me either or me neither?
I think it's me neither or me either.
No, I think
know.
It's me either.
I don't know.
Me, I don't know. We went into
either
a whole.
Sounds like no, like, you know, it wouldn't
like,
be me.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Me either.
Yeah.
Me
yeah.
neither. I don't know. We
I
went into
know.
A whole thing about that. And then Sarah writes, Dennis better watch his ass. And I go, because what? What are we going to do? Here's what I wrote. I go, because what? What are we going to do? Look over there and then kick him in the nuts?
Misdirection.
Yeah.
And then she wrote,
get it.
Tell him you reversed his number and your cronies are coming for him. Wait a minute. I don't really know what that means. I'm like, Sarah, have yeah. you been drinking wine? And she wrote, yes. And I said, okay, here's what we're going to do, you guys. We're going to go kung fu fighting because apparently everyone does it. Do you guys get that?
Everybody was
kung fu fighting.
Fast as lightning.
And then Julie says, no, let's wampum gingham style. So my group really, we're going for Dennis.
Oh, according to Texnado, it's me neither. I thought it was neither, simply because you got the negative there.
Because
you're saying it's not me.
All I know is that Lenny Kravitz and I have a bloated face.
Yeah.
Listen.
I don't know why the internet has to be so mean.
Well, I ask for it a lot on this show, right? Like I do say stuff that warrants people coming at me. And I admit it. And I will take that when I say it and when it happens, I'll accept it. When I say something that's, you know, not right or rude or perhaps a little on the line, I'll take that because I deserved it, right? But just posting a video of Lenny Kravitz did not deserve somebody saying that my face is bloated!
But you're literally someone else. You're not even involved in the post.
I know. I know. So you know what I did? I posted a picture of myself and Alina with Lenny when I was super skinny. And I was like, there, take that. Yeah.
See, I think there's a difference, though. There's a difference in something you've said on the show and somebody disagreeing with you.
Yeah, I'll take that all day.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's fine. Nobody has to think the same. I mean, it's good to disagree and debate things, okay? But when you throw personal jabs at somebody, insulting jabs at somebody, then that's when you've crossed the line. I don't think I've ever done that to anybody on social media. I don't think I've ever thrown a personal, you know, you witch, you look like a, you know, a fat. I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, and the thing is that I've always gotten so much grief for not posting, right? And you know, because I stopped posting because people just tore into me. And it, I mean, no matter what, you're still a human and it gets to you. And sometimes you do like take it internally and maybe cry, right? You're like, damn, I am ugly. And so, so I stopped posting and then everybody started going after me for not posting. Like, why is she always hiding? Why is she doing that? Well, then now that I've lost weight, I feel more confident. So I've decided to post again, right? Like I'll put my face out there. Well, apparently I'm freaking bloated now.
Yeah.
My God.
I've been meaning to tell you that. Save yourself some time.
Right?
Like, maybe I wouldn't put that up there.
You Job of the Hutt or something. Me, I don't know. What the hell?
Maybe it's those water pills you're taking. I don't know what it is.
God.
All right, we'll get to Tableau Trash coming up next with the bloated Jamie
right here.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.